发现连接世界的入口。
Interesting story today.
发现英语学习的秘密。
Hello, everyone, 大家好。
十年英语教学，专业中外团队，听说读写练，全方位课程设计，经典口语，地道发音，最简语法，听力阅读。英语 PK 台，有趣的免费英语课，带你精雕细刻学英语。
第三个连读技巧叫 omission，
为每一个学英语的你打造的专属课堂。北京外语广播 FM92.3， 周一到周日2点晚10点，微信公众号英语 PK 台，每日课堂文本推送，全国听友直播互动，海量学习干货免费下载。
Welcome and enjoy the show。
攻克语言，连接世界，
学英语靠自己。这里有良师，这里有益友，与懒惰分道扬镳，与学习相濡以沫。
Practice makes perfect. Let's go.
英语 PK 台，一起学起来。朋友们，下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的英语美文，欢迎出我们的嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Hello everyone, happy afternoon.
欢迎同学们哈，又在这样的一个周日的下午呢，秋日的午后，让我们一起来聆听优美的故事吧。今天讲一个发生在 long long time ago 很久以前的意大利小镇的故事，当然也是在这个英美的文化当中呢比较著名的、比较有名的一个关于公平和公正的故事。The name of the story is
The Bell of Atri.
Atri 是一个意大利的小镇的名字，叫 Atri.
Yes, but actually.It's the bell of justice, what this story is about.
那么 the bell of justice 就是来源于这个故事。Bell 是钟，是铃铛。The bell, B-E-L-L.
Yeah, so a bell is a thing that you can ring, like when you hit it or when you pull the bell's string, then the bell makes a sound, ding-a-ling-a-ling.And yeah, that usually means something. Either that someone is in front of your door, but in this case, it means, help me! Someone has done something wrong to me!
如果人们在遭受到不公平和不公正待遇的时候呢，只要敲响一个铃铛 ,the bell of Atri, 那么意思就是说就有人来帮助他哈，还他以公正。
Exactly, exactly.
那么这样的一种意象啊，它的最原始的典故来自于哪里呢？就来自于这个意大利小镇叫做 Atri。 说话说在这个市场的这个阁楼里啊，这个塔楼里啊，就挂着一口钟啊。谁带来了这口钟呢？是 the king, 国王。
Exactly, the king of Atri one day had this thought, I'm gonna put a bell in the center of Atri, of my village.
这是一个非常明智的国王，他为他的臣民们啊所设了一口正义之钟，就挂在这个集市的人们伸手可触的地方。
Yes, and every time that someone felt like he or she was being wronged, he or she could ring the bell, and then all the judges would come, and they would判断 the case.
是，那么谁能敲这个钟呢？无论贫富老幼，任何人 ,anyone, anytime, 任何时候，如果你只要觉得自己遭受了不公正的待遇，那么你就可以来 ring the bell.
Yeah, so as you can imagine, as time passed, everyone was getting happier and happier because on one side, people did not really dare to do bad things to each other because they thought, yeah, well, I'm going to be judged anyway because everyone now has the chance to report me.
对。
And on the other hand, people who were being wronged had an opportunity to get like back whatLike, to get the mistakes that we have been made to be justified.
只要你有冤屈，你都可以去啊，摇这口钟啊，然后 judges、
yes.
法官们嘛，就会立即到这里集合，开始审理案件，然后呢，还给你公正。
Yeah, so everyone received justice in the end.
所以这也算是治理小镇的一个不错的方式哈。
Definitely.
国王非常的聪明。
Yeah.
好，那么故事就发生了。直到有一天啊，一匹老马，一匹 horse,突然间他咬住了这个藤绳，哎呀，一时间啊铃声大作。到底发生了什么呢？ Let's find out.
Let's find out. Atri is the name of a little town in Italy.
先来介绍一下。Atri is the name of a little town. Town, 小镇。In Italy. Italy, 意大利。啊，阿特里啊是意大利一个小镇的名字。
A long time ago, the king of Atri bought a large bell and had it hung up in a tower in the marketplace.
Long time ago, 很久很久以前。那还有个国王啊，那边还是国王王国统治的时候 ，the king of archery 叫 bought 是买的意思，
嗯哼，
买了一个
bought
a large bell 巨大的一口钟啊。我们来看这个结构 had something done 就是使某人把什么东西怎么样了。这个 hung up 是什么的过去式？
To 挂 to put something, to stick something so that it hangs.
所以它的原型形式应该是 H-A-N-G.
Yeah, that is the present time to hang, but this is past tense, so hung.
对 ,hang 就是挂 ,hang up 就是挂上去。你知道那个 hanger 是什么吗
？A hanger is a thing you use to hang up something with.
对，衣架子啊，咱们家里用的衣架子叫做 hanger。所以 hang 就是挂的意思，悬挂。
Exactly.
Hang up 就是把什么东西挂上去。Had it hung up 就是把什么东西挂上去了。In a tower 塔，挂在一座塔里，塔在哪儿呢 ？In the marketplace 在市场里。
A long rope.That reached almost to the ground was fastened to the bell.
Rope, R-O-P-E.
It is the bell of justice.
对 ,rope 是绳子。
Yeah, a big wire, a string.
它 reached 是它触到了什么地方呢 almost to the ground. 绳子呢是长长的另外一头啊几乎是垂到地面了。
嗯哼。
好然后另一头呢 was fastened to the bell. Fastened 就是系着。
Yeah.
系上去。系在这个铃就是系在钟口上。另一端呢就垂到了地面上。It's the bell of justice. 国王发话了告诉他的臣民们说这是一口正义之钟。
Said the king, All the men and women and children,came down to the marketplace to look at the bell of justice.
所有的男男女女哈，老老少少
Everyone
came down.
It was a very pretty bell.
Came down 的意思是
Well, they went, they all came to come down to somewhere. That means to go somewhere.
对，这就是英文当中的一种比较灵活的动词表达 Come down 就是大家都来到这儿集合到这里了来 marketplace to look at the bell of justice 哇大家伙儿都来看啊围观一下哟这个钟啊正义之钟长什么样呢长什么样呢
It was a very pretty bell
哟钟还可以用 pretty 来形容
Yeah, I mean, bells can be pretty, right? A Christmas tree can be pretty too, right?
也是哈，你说那圣诞树也漂亮，
indeed,
是吧？钟也有漂亮的钟，所以说这口钟啊，非常的漂亮。
How we should like to hear it ring, they said.
好，这句话是什么意思 ？How we should like to hear it ring?
Well, with this, they mean, oh, we really, really, really want to hear it ring.
Oh, we really, really, really want to hear it ring.
Yeah.
就是说我们真想真想真想听到它响起来是个什么声儿啊叫 How we should like to hear it ring 啊你看这个咱们中文的表达不一样
Then the king came down the street
以后看到 came down 我们就知道了朝什么方向走过去国王呢就沿着大街哈向这个钟的方向呢走过去了
Perhaps he will ring it said the people
人们说哎呀也许他会摇响那口钟吧。所以同学们我们记一个表达 ,ring the bell.
Yeah, to ring a bell. You don't push a bell or tap a bell or pull a bell, you ring a bell.
对了所以说摇钟声啊或者是摇响什么铃铛啊敲响钟声啊我们都用 ring the bell。啊，其实还有一首歌曲呢，叫做 "Ring the Bell, Ring the Bell"。
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a song. Ring my bell,
ring my
bell.
是不是？好像是是不是 Iglesias 的歌曲
？I think so. It's an old one. I don't know.
好像是拉丁裔的歌手。
Yeah,
Ring the bell, ring my bell.
That's a good one.
是有一首歌曲，一会儿给大家找找看啊。Said the people,
and everybody stood very still. And waited to see what he would do.
Stood 是 stand, 站立的过去式。每个人都站在那儿。Still 是静静的不动的。每个人一动不动的站在那儿。Wait to see what he would do. 等着看呀，这国王要做什么。
But, he did not ring the bell.
可是国王并没有摇响那口钟。
He did not even take the rope in his hands.
Did not even, 甚至都没有。Take the rope in his hands. 都没有伸手去抓那根绳子。
My people.
People 在这里指我的人民，我的臣民们。
He said, Do you see this beautiful bell?
我的臣民们，你们都看到这口漂亮的钟了吗？
It is your bell.
语重心长的一句话说，它呀，是属于你们的。
But...It must never be wrong, except in the case of need.
好，这就是 rule, 规则了。如何来使用这口钟呢？ It must never be wrong. 它绝不能够被敲响。除非 except in case of, 在某种情况下来 in case of need.
Yeah, except for when it's really necessary. So when someone is in need of help.
In need of help, 除非是有啊，什么有需要的时候，它才能够被敲响。
If any one of you is wronged at any time, you may come and ring the bell.
我们来看这个句子里头 ,wrong, 这个单词的用法很特别。Any one of you, 如果你们当中的某一个人被 wrong 了什么意思
?Well, if any one of you, like, is experiencing something that is really bad for you, but, and it's caused by someone else on purpose. So, if you do something bad to someone, you wrong someone.
Wrong, 作为一个动词的时候呢就是什么错误的。
Yeah.
不对的。那么 be wronged, 就是遭受了错误不公正的待遇。啊 ,at any time.如果你们中的任何一个人任何时候受到不公正的待遇的话 You may come
And ring the bell
你们就可以过来摇响这口钟
And then the judges shall come together at once
Judges as a noun 意思是
People who judge cases Who judge criminals Who judge people People like official court officers.
刚才朱迪老师说 judge cases. 这个 case 在这里呢，不做情况讲，做案件讲。Judge cases 就是审判案件。
Exactly. So yeah, when there's someone who committed a crime, that person needs to receive a penalty or a punishment, right?
对。
And well, who decides what kind of punishment they get?Those people are the judges.
对了，然后呢，法官们就会全部来到这里 at once, 立即来这里集合。You may come, and hear your case. Case 这里是案件，也就是听你的案件，审理你的案件 and
give you justice.
还你公正。Give you justice. 还你公正。Justice 这个词非常的重要啊。Justice, 公正、司法都是这个词。
Rich and poor, old and young.
好，这里的 rich 是 noun, 名词形式，是吧
？Yeah,
是指 the rich,
the rich, the poor. It's not rich and poor can also be adjectives, but in this case, rich and poor is rich people and poor people.
对，这里指的 rich 是有钱人。富人 poor 是穷人 old 是老人 young 是年轻人所以既可以说 the rich, the poor, the old, the young 都行看吧无论贫富无论老幼
All alike may come
都可以过来遥想他
But no one must touch the rope unless you know that you have been wronged
但是呢什么 ？Unless， 除非你知道 you have been wronged， 你确认你自己受到了不公正的待遇。
If you know for sure that you have been wronged， that if you know for sure that someone has done something bad for you，
你特别的确信
，Yeah，
特别确信自己是受到了不公正的待遇，那么否则任何人不得碰那根绳子。No one must touch the rope， 就是说 one must not touch the rope 一个意思
unless you know that you've been wronged. So many years passed by after this.
Pass by
to 过
对对对时间过去哈、
yeah.
很多年过去了就是国家就是这么治理的啊。
Many times did the bell in the marketplace ring out to call the judges together.
啊、哦、所以呢 many times, 许许多多次了。Did the bell ring out? 它用了一个倒装结构就是 the bell rang out. 啊这个市场的钟声啊都响起了很多次。In the marketplace to call the judges together. 然后呢把法官们都召集起来。
Many wrongs were righted.
啊，这个句子写得非常好啊，就用了一个 wrong 和 right 来表达 many 错误的事情 wrongs 这里做名词 were righted 被纠正了被怎么样就是说不公正的回归了正义
many ill doers were punished
ill 错误的 doers 做事儿的人那么 ill doers 就是作恶之人可以这么说
Someone who does something really bad It's an ill doer
就是 someone who does something really bad 就是作恶的人叫 ill doers were punished 作恶之人受到了惩罚
In the end The rope was almost worn out
啊，最后呢这个绳子呀都快是怎么样呢都快
worn out
worn out 形容一个物品啊常年使用以至于非常的磨损了的状态叫 wear out or 过去分词形式 worn out 就是被磨得都快不成样了
it became so short
都磨得太短了
that only someone tall could reach it、
哦、以至于呢只有那些个儿高的人 someone tall could reach it个儿高的人才能够得到它。
This will never do, said the judges one day.
法官们就说 ,this will never do, 这什么意思就说
,well, this is never going to work. Like, the rope is so short, no one can ring the bell anymore, so this does not work.
哦法官们还是想得挺周到的哈就说哟您看这根绳子是不是不能再用了
said the judges one day.What if a child should be wronged?
你看那如果万一是一个孩子 be wronged, 受到了不公正的待遇怎么办呢?
The child could not ring the bell to let us know it.
那孩子根本就没有办法摇这铃铛了 to let us know. 我们也就不知道他所受的遭遇了。这就不公平了对不对?
It's not fair.
这是 not fair 了。
They gave orders that a new ropeshould be put upon the bell at once.
于是法官们就 give order, 下命令、
mm-hmm.
说呀 a new rope, 一根新的绳子 should be put upon the bell, 应该更换放在铃铛上立即马上 at once.
But there was not a rope to be found in all Atri.
哎呀但是整个 Atri 呢这国家里啊根本就找不到一根合适的新绳子。
What if some great wrong should be done before it came?
那么问题来了。What if? 就是说如果什么发生了怎么样呢对不对如果 some great wrong, 这里指的是。
Yeah, what if something really bad is being done to someone?Before the rope is fixed, before we actually have a bell to ring.
Great wrong, 的意思是 something terribly wrong.
Something、
happened.
terribly wrong, yeah.
如果是那些特别严重的、巨大的什么不公正的事情出现了 before it came, before the new rope came. 如果找到新绳子之前,如果有人受到严重的不公平待遇,那怎么办呢?
How could the judges know about it?
那法官们怎么能知道呢?
If the injured one could not reach the old rope.
The injured one, injured, 就是受到伤害的人。
Mm-hmm.
他没有办法 reach, 够得着那根老绳子、旧绳子怎么办呢?
Let me fix it for you, said a man who stood by.
Oh, let me fix it fix 这个词是修理和修补。
Yeah, to make, to repair something.
To mend something. Let me fix it for you. 旁边一位啊叫 who stood by. Stood by, stand by, 就是站在旁边围观的。啊、stand by, 站身边站旁边说这样吧让我来帮你们修好这根绳子吧。一位旁观的男子说道。
He ran into his garden.
他跑回了自家的花园。
Which was not far away.
好这花园呢也不远啊。
And soon came back with a long grapevine in his hands.
一会儿呢也就回来了。手里这时候拿着一根这是什么
?Grapevine.
哦叫 grape. Grape 不是葡萄吗
Yeah, a grape is a 葡萄。But, like, did you ever see a grape tree?
大家有没有看过葡萄树呢?
Well, if you look carefully, then you see that the branches of a grape tree are very long and very thin, like wires. So one of those branches is not really called branch, it's called vine. So grape vine.
一般来说树枝都叫做 branch、
yeah.
但是葡萄、哎、葡萄这个枝干呢、啊、它算叫做藤它是藤叫葡萄藤所以但凡叫藤呢英文中都叫做 vine 叫 V-I-N-E、啊、这个点可以记下来朱莉老师会不会说那个吃葡萄不吐葡萄皮
Oh God
会不会说
吃葡萄不
不吐葡萄皮
不吐葡萄皮
Great 不吃葡萄倒吐葡萄皮
不吃葡萄倒吐葡萄皮
很好啊
It's so difficult
很你我觉得对你来说一点都不难
I have to practice still But as I go as I go I will learn
葡萄藤、啊、叫 grapevine in his hands 这个男的呢从家里花园里拿回来一根葡萄藤
This will do for a rope.
This will do. Do 就是管用。
Yeah, this will work for a while. Like, before we have the rope, this is enough.
这个 for a rope 是什么意思呢? For a rope.
This can 等 a rope. This can be like the same as a rope.
啊，就等于当个绳子用。
Yeah.
说这个呀可以当绳子用。啊，这个注意这个表达哈。Will do for a rope. 不是为绳子用而是等于当一个绳子来用。
And he climbed up and fastened it to the bell.
Climb 是爬 ,climb up, 爬上去了。Fasten 就是牢牢的记住。记把这个东西呢 ,fasten it to the bell, 注意这个搭配 ,fasten something to something, 把什么东西记在什么东西上 ,to the bell, 就把葡萄藤啊牢牢的记在了钟上。能用吗这个啊
?Yes. Said the judges, "It is a very good rope. Let it be as it is."
Oh, 法官们都说 "Yes, yes." Said the judges, 行啊啊，说可以啊。It's a very good rope. 真是一根好绳子。Let it be as it is. 这什么意思呢？
Well, leave it like it is. Like leave the grapevine on the bells. Like we don't have to change it now.
Oh, let it be, 就让它是这样吧。As it is, 就让它是现在这样的这样吧。对吧是这意思吧、
yeah.
就说那就用它吧。那咱也就甭找了咱也就甭换了。啊说这根藤呢还不错。
Now, on the hillside above the village, there lived a man who had once been a brave knight.
好接下来是 another part of the story.
Yeah, the second part of the story.
对。好先讲了一下这口钟了啊。然后咱们来看看又另起一行说一说这个故事的另外一部分情节。现在啊哇当时啊 ,now, on the hillside, hill 是山坡 ,side 是山坡的什么 ?hillside 是
?Well, on the side of the hill,So, like, you have a bunch of hills somewhere, imagine. Then, on the foot of the hill, there is a house. So, you can say that someone lives on the hillside. It's the person that lives in that house. You know what I mean?
啊，就是说是山 坡上吧，应该说。
Yeah, like 山的旁边。
对，山坡旁啊，山坡旁叫 hillside, above the village, on the hillside above the village, 就是在村庄旁边的山坡上，啊，可以这么说。
Yeah,
山坡上，好，住了一个什么人呢？
There lived a man who had once been a brave knight.
There lived a man. 你看，都是用这种 be 动的结构哈，说那个地方啊，住了一个男子。这个男子呢 ，who had once been， 他曾经啊是一个 brave 勇敢的
knight。
注意这个单词 k 不发音哦。
You don't pronounce the k.I have no idea why, to be honest, but you say night.
直接发夜晚的那个单词 night. 好，什么是 night?
That is a soldier in the past, but instead of working in an army like soldiers do, knights are usually alone. They are alone on their horse and they fight to all kinds of enemies in the name of their king, because they do have a king.
国王的骑士。是吧、
mm-hmm. yeah.
他们是用来战斗的，为了保卫国王和国家的安全的骑士。他曾经啊是一名非常英勇的骑士。
In his youth, he had ridden through many lands.
In one's youth, 在他什么年轻的时候。
Yeah, when he was young, in his youth.
那他曾经怎样叫
ridden.
Ridden. Ridden 是哪个单词的过去式？
Ride. Yeah, and what do? You ride a horse.
Oh, ride, 就是骑马那个骑字啊，叫 R-I-D-E. Ridden through, through 是越过穿越过 many lands. 那其实意思就是说他骑马穿越过很多国家吧。
Yes, and he had fought in many a battle.
Fought 又是哪个词的过去式啊？
Fight.
对了，你看全是过去式，为什么？因为他讲的是过去的故事。Fought in many a battle. 这句话怎么讲？ Many a battle.
Well, that is a very poetic way of talking, actually. You cannot really say this when you are just speaking with someone. You only can write this down when you write a story. So it's very written English. It's definitely not Koyu. It's like...Many a battle means in many battles. So, in a lot of battles.
那所以这句话的意思就是说，说什么？说 many a battle 等于 many battles.
Yeah.
是吧？这只是一种诗意化的，诗意化的一种叙述的语言。
Yeah, if you want to say that you ate a lot of ice cream, then you can say, I ate many an ice cream cone, or something.But it sounds really weird when I say it like this, right? But like when you write it down, it's like very formal and very poetic English.
好的，所以说这是一种比较诗意化的叙述啊。Many a battle 等于 many battles, fought 等于 fight. 他也曾经呢参加过许多场的战斗。
His best friend through all that time had been his horse.
他最好的朋友，你说一个骑士最好的朋友是谁呀？当然是他的马了。
嗯哼、mm-hmm, ，of course，
是不是？所以说 ，through all the time， 就是历经这么多些年来啊，这么长久以来，叫 through all the time had been his horse， 这匹马就是他最好的朋友，身经百战
，a strong
强壮的
，noble
高贵的
steed。
steed 是什么？是骏马，对不对
？Yeah， steed is another word for horse, but then for a horse that is very, you know, fancy and like pretty and noble.
Oh, 是吧
Yeah.
叫骏马叫 steed, 大家可以查查字典哈 ,steed.
But the knight, when he grew older, cared no more to ride into battle.
但是这位骑士吧随着年纪呢越来越大了 when he grew older,Care no more. Care 是在乎。
Yeah.
Care no more 就不太在乎了。
He did not care anymore to ride into battle and to fight.
就说他也不那么关注说是骑马去打仗了啊，去骑马战斗了，不再那么在乎了。
He cared no more to do brave deeds.
啊，所以说 care no more 还是一个很好的表达，就是不再关注，不再关心了。 也不再关心呢去做一些勇敢的事情了。Brave deeds， 看这个词 ，deed 是行为
，actions, deeds， but a deed is usually something good that you do for someone.、So like a brave deed is well something good that you do for someone, but it's a bit scary to do.
对 ，deeds 在中文当中，我们通常都理解为是什么事迹啊，勇敢的行为啊等等 ，brave deeds。
He thought.Of nothing but gold.
哦，这句话形容得很好。Think of nothing but something.
Yeah.
啥也不想啊，只想什么。
He could only think about gold.
所以他现在啊，也不关心打仗的事了，也不关心去做勇敢的人了，现在就关心一个字，钱。除了金币之外，什么都不关心。
He became a miser.
Miser, M-I-S-E-R, 就是一个守财奴。
Yeah, someone who is only like collecting money for himself, only saving money, saving money, saving money.
现在呢，就是掉钱眼里了，只关注钱。
So, he sold all that he had.
Sold 是卖掉了、
mm-hmm.
啊，他就变卖了所有他的那些家当吧。All he had, 家当。
Except his horse.
除了马以外，都卖得差不多了。
And went to live in a little hut on the hillside.
Hut 是小小屋小木屋。
Mm-hmm.
然后呢就去住在了一个啊、山坡上的刚才不是说了吗 ?on the、
yeah.
hillside 的一个小木屋里就坐着就在小屋里待着。
Day after day,
日复一日的
he sat among his money bags and planned how he might get more gold.
日复一日啊。他就坐在 among 是什么什么东西的之间，在他的那些钱袋中间坐着 money bags， 呵呵坐在钱袋中间，大家可以 picture 这样的一幅画面哈、
啊、，totally，
是不是像不像晚上你跟家数钱的样子一样？呵呵你晚上在家里 count your money 哈、啊，看你的存折的感觉是一样的，是吧 ？Set among his money bags and planned 就计划着说 how he might get more gold。怎么能盘算着得到更多的金币呢
？And day after day, his horse stood in his bare stall.
可他那匹马呢？日复一日的就站在那个 bare
empty
空空的光秃秃的 stall s t a l l.
It's like a stable, like a little extra hut for a horse to live in.
好马是吗马厩是吧、mm-hmm. 就是马厩关马的地方马的棚马棚都行啊在他的 bear stall 里边。
Hungry and shivering with cold.
哟这个状况不太好啊饥饿 hungry, shivering, 瑟瑟发抖 with cold. 在饥饿和寒冷当中瑟瑟的发抖。He's not taking good care of his horse.
He's totally not taking good care of his horse. In, on contrary.
Cause he cares nothing but gold.
He only cares about money, 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 gold, gold, gold.
所以这个骏马现在的这个生活状态啊非常的不好。
Very, very 不好 indeed. What is the use of keeping that lazy steed?
The use of something. What's the use of something?
作用。
哎对。作用。什么东西有什么用? What's the use of?
Keeping that lazy steed.
留着这匹懒马还有什么用?
Said the miser to himself one morning.
Keeping, 啊留着 lazy steed. 说这匹懒马啊留着它有什么用呢?这个守财奴啊有一天早上 to himself, 就是自言自语的这么说着。
Every week, it costs me more to keep him than he is worth.
看这句话，每个星期啊，他都要花费我 cost me. Cost
yeah,
me 什么呢?
I spend so much money keeping the horse, feeding him and everything, but he gives me nothing back.
对啊，他 cost me more, 他花我的东西更多。To keep him, to 养他 than he is worth, 就比他所值那个价值啊多多了。对不对就是说我每周我都要花钱白白养着他。
I might sell him.
其实我完全可以把他卖了。
But, there's no one who wants him.
可是 好像没人想要他。
I cannot even give him away.
我当然也不能白给他送走啊。Even, I cannot even give him away. Give something away 的意思就是把什么东西给送走。
I will get rid of him.
好，我要做一件事情，就是 get rid of some, of him. 来 get rid of.
Yeah, to push away, to really just throw away something, to get rid of something.
Get rid of something 是一个固定词组的搭配，含义就是什么呢？就是把什么东西去掉，把什么东西弄走，让什么东西离开。
Yeah.He will just have to take care of himself and pick grass by the roadside.
Cruel.
Very cruel.
啊，残忍的想法。他说呢，这马吧，老马吧，他可以自己照顾自己嘛，对吧？ Take care of himself.
Yeah.
然后呢，就，哎呀，路边吃吃草，哎，就行了。Pick grass by the roadside. 路边吃点草，果果腹，也就行了。
So, the brave old horse was sent away to find what he could among the rocks on the hillside.
他等于把这匹马给遗弃了。
嗯哼，
是吧？跟咱们现在城市里遗弃小动物差不多。
Yeah.
是不是？ Abandoned.
Abandoned completely.
是吧？他就把马给丢弃了。所以这马呢就被 sent away, 就被遣走了，遣送走了。To find what he could.
Among the rocks on the hillside.
对 ,to find what he could. 就看看呗啊，就看看他能找到些什么呗。Among the rocks, 山坡间的岩石上啊，老马，英勇的老马呀，就被送到了山坡上的一个岩石间。
Lame and sick.
Lame 是什么意思？
Well, if some animal is lame, that animal has like hurt his leg or his arm, so to say,And cannot really walk well. So it's like pulling the leg, dragging the leg, but just cannot walk really good.
就是一瘸一拐的，一瘸一拐的，叫 lame and sick, 还病病歪歪的，一瘸一拐的。
He strolled along the dusty roads.
Stroll, S-T-R-O-L-L, 就是沿着路啊，漫无目的的走着啊，沿着这个灰尘弥漫的路呢，漫无目的的走着。
Glad to find a blade of grass.
能够为他找到一片 blade of grass, 找到一片草叶而高兴。
The dogs barked at him.
连狗见到他都要冲他吠叫哈 ,barked at him.、
Mm-hmm. And in all the world, there was no one to pity him.
在整个一个世界上啊。没有一个人 to pity him, 没有一个人去同情他，没有一个人可怜他。
Yeah, no one was like, yeah, giving him pity or sympathy.
甚至都没有一个人愿意去同情他，多看他一眼。
One hot afternoon,
在一个炎热的下午
,when no one was upon the streets.
好，街上空无一人，我们可以这么说 ,no one was upon the street, no one was on the street.
The horse,Wandered into the marketplace.
Wander, W-A-N-D-E-R. Wander 的意思呢就是
Yeah, to walk around without like any really clear purpose or goal.
对，就是漫无目的，等于前面那个词叫什么 Stroll along, 等于 wander. Wander into the marketplace. 走着走着呢，诶，漫无目的的，就走进啊这个 Archery 镇上的市场了。
Not a man nor child was there.
市场上可真是一个人都没有啊，连个大人，连个小孩都没有。No, no, not, nor.
For the heat of the sun had driven them all indoors.
The heat of the sun, 阳光的炙热呀，把所有的人都驱赶，赶进了家。Driven somebody.Indoors, 对不对?
I can tell you, I was in Italy in the summer once, and indeed, in the afternoon, it can get so hot, you just don't want to be outside. You think Beijing is hot? Well, Italy is really, really hot.
Oh, 真的?
Yeah.
Judy 老师刚才说她曾经去过意大利啊，她说她可以非常负责任地告诉大家，意大利的下午非常的炎热。
Really, very, very, very cold.
是哪种热法? Dry hot?
It depends on where you are, I guess, in Italy, but when I was there, it was kind of humid also, so it's kind of difficult to bear.
反正这下午呢是挺热的，大家是受不了，就待在家里吹空调，是吧？
Yeah，
好，很热啊，下午。你看这马多可怜，还在外边走着。
Yeah， the horse saw the grapevine rope that hung from the bell of justice。
哎呀，你说这不偏不倚的吧？啊，这马就看见什么了呢 ？Grapevine rope，
the rope that was made of the branches of a grape tree。
看到了葡萄藤绳了 ，hung from the bell of justice， 就在正义之钟上垂下来的葡萄藤绳啊
！What a fine dinner that would be for a hungry horse！
对于一头 hungry horse 饥饿的马来说，这可真是一对 fine dinner 美味的大餐呢、啊。
He took a bite and pulled at the grapevine。
好，我们来说咬一口。叫 take a bite，take a bite， 咬一口 ，bite，b-i-t-e，pull at pull 就是什么拉，就拉扯到了这个葡萄藤。
And the great bell above him began to ring。
这下不得了，头顶上的大钟啊，马上就响了起来。
All the people in Atri heard it。
于是乎，阿特里所有的人们都听到了钟声响了哈，不好哈，有冤情。
The judges heard it.
连法官们也听到了。
They put on their robes and went out through the hot streets to the marketplace.
就像听到了警报和信号一样，他们马上穿上了自己的 robes, R-O-B-E-S, 袍子啊，法官的衣袍，马上穿上来。然后呢 ，went out through the hot street, 冒着这个炎热哈、啊，穿过这个热气腾腾的街道，来到了市场。
They wondered who it could be who would ring the bell at such a time.
这里的 wonder 跟刚才的 wonder 不一样了。
Yeah, they were thinking like how can this be? Who could this be?
Wonder 是好奇，心里想知道，谁这么个天儿 at such a time?
Yeah,
大热天儿下午这个点儿，来鸣冤呢？来 ring the bell 呢 ？Who it could be?
When they passed through the gate.
当他们啊穿过大门的时候
，He saw the old horse nibbling at the vine。
他们看见一匹老马呢在 nibble 就是咀嚼啃着什么东西。
Yeah, to take small bites of something, to nibble something。
Nibble 一小口一小口的咬 ，nibble at the vine。哎，他们看见那匹老马正在啃着葡萄藤呢。
Ha! Cried one.
Cried. Here is not 哭泣啊。
Oh, totally not. It's like to say very loud, to cry out.
是大声喊的意思。大声喊到说哈。
It's the miser steed.
这可不就是那个守财奴家的马吗
？He has come to call for justice.
他来到这里，是来呼叫正义的吧 ？Call for justice.
For his master, as everybody knows.
因为他的主人就像是所有人知道的那样
has treated him most shamefully.
Treated somebody, 对待某人 most shamefully, 是什么意思 shamefully, 是非常可耻的方式
well, His master should be ashamed for the way he is treating his horse.
哦，他主人一直以非常什么可耻的方式在对待着他 Mean.
Yeah, very mean.And he shall have justice, said another.
Shall have. 他理应得到，他应该得到公平、公正的待遇。另外一位法官这么说道。所以法官们已经开始在 judge the case 了。
They already started judging the case.
Because horse cannot speak. Someone got to speak for him.
Indeed. Meanwhile,
与此同时 meanwhile,
a crowd of men...And women and children had come into the marketplace.
对，这个时候，围观的吃瓜群众们，呵呵，人民群众们全部都来到了现场。A crowd of men and women and children, 男男女女老老少少，全部 come into the marketplace.
When they saw the horse,
当他们看到这匹马的时候
all stood still in wonder.
又全都什么？又全都啊，静静地站着 ，in wonder， 特别怔住了。
Yeah, in amazement, they were like amazed. They were wondering, like, oh, like what's happening?
嘿， 怎么是个马在敲钟呢？大家都想说发生了什么？怎么是个马在敲钟呢？
Then everyone was ready to tell how they had seen him wandering on the hills, unfed, uncared for, while his master sat at home, counting his bags of gold.
好，这个时候大家一边站着都不做声，一边大家都开始准备好了，准备好来讲了，讲来揭发了，呵呵，来讲述，来 tell how they had seen him. 大家都开始准备来讲述他们是如何看见这匹马 wandering on the hill, 在山上徘徊 unfed.
Yeah, not being fed, like not being given food to eat.
没被喂上啊，饥肠辘辘，饿着肚子。
Uncared for.
没人照顾。
While his master sat at home.
而他的主人呢却坐在家里。
Counting his bags of gold.
数着他那一袋一袋的金币呀。
Go bring the miser before us, said the judges.
这个时候法官下命令了，说去把那个守财奴给我们带过来。Bring the miser before us.
And when he came,When they bade him stand and hear their judgment.
被带来了以后呢 they bade him, bade 就是命令吧。
Yeah, to tell him what to do.
哦，命令，指挥他，说你站在那儿 and hear the judgment, 你来接受审判。
This horse has served you well for many a year.
Serve, 为你服务。法官们说这匹马为你服务了很多年。Serve you well for many years.
He has saved you many times.
同时呢，还很多次救了你的命。He saved you many times.
He has helped you gain your wealth.
他也帮助过你呢，积累你的财富。Gain your wealth.
Therefore,
于是，因此
we order that one half of All your gold shall be set aside to buy him shelter and food.
我们下令 we order that one half of 一半的 all your gold, 你拥有的一半的金币呢必须要 set aside, 留出来 to buy him shelter, 给他购买什么住所 shelter and food 和食物了。
A green grassland.
一片茂盛的绿草地
，and a warm stall to comfort him in his old age.
对了，和一个非常什么温暖的马厩，来让他呢 a comfortable to comfort him, 来让他安度晚年 in his old age.
The miser hung his head and grieved to lose his gold.
Hung, 这里又来了一个 hung 这个单词。
Yeah.But to hang your head is to bend your neck and to look down, especially when you are sad, you tend to do this.
所以 hung 这个意思是垂着头。
Yeah, to look down.
Look down. 这个时候没办法啊，这个守财奴呢只好垂下了头。
And grieved to lose his gold.
Grieve, 非常的悲痛啊。为什么悲痛 ?To lose his
I
gold.
I lost my gold, oh no!
哎呀。
But,
因为他丢失了他失去了他这么多金币而感到了悲痛。
But the people shouted with joy.
但是其他的人们大家都欢呼雀跃了起来 shouted with joy.
And the horse was led away to his new stall and a dinner such as he had not had in many a day.
然后这匹老马呢就被带到了 led away to, 就被带到了他的新家。他的新的马厩里、
yeah.
去尽享一顿多年未曾有过的大餐 and a dinner such as he had not had in many years. 好，终于呢这匹马是不是得到了公正的待遇、
justice. Yeah, finally the horse had, yeah, has gotten justice. He has been given a warm home and yeah, care forfor him, he's got a shelter, he's got food, he's been given something in return for all the good things he did for the night.
诶，所以说这个故事啊 ,The Bell of Archery, 啊，它讲到的是什么呢？它其实讲到的是一匹马， 在意外的情况下摇响这个铃铛，然后呢也得到了 justice 公正的故事。
Yeah, of course, it's kind of accidental that the horse gets his justice, but in a way, like, maybe it's just meant to be, you know, like the grapevine is just put there and like for a reason, maybe for that reason.
嗯，那这个故事想告诉我们什么呢？想说什么呢？
Well, those who deserve justice will receive it.
Those who deserve justice will receive it. 那些值得公平的一切都会得到公平。
Of course, it's a very optimistic, story here, but I do believe that if you do right and you don't on purpose hurt someone or do something wrong to someone, you usually will receive justice for yourself, for your own personal like evaluation or whatever.
这个故事当中他很好的解释了就是 law 这个东西哈，就是司法。
Yeah, but also like,just how you should act yourself, like just, yeah, be aware, like, of, yeah, others, and like, don't unpurposely harm other people or other animals.
对，我们都知道法律呢是善良允正之术哈，它是为了防止强势者的为所欲为，所以呢，司法是社会正义的最好的一道防线。那么这个故事呢，其实也讲到了，就是说在法律之外呢，有一种东西叫律法哈，就是它是一种更大的 law of nature。在这样的一种律法之下呢，万物是平等的。
Yeah, so this is really like a story that says like what goes around comes around. I mean, the miser was really doing something bad, like he was really treating the horse very bad, right? So.He got, in the end, he lost all his gold. I mean, not all his gold, but half. But, like, yeah, he also, like, what goes around comes around. That's what they say.
就是说这个公平呢依然是存在于人间的。
Yeah.
啊、就是迟早迟或迟或早该有的公平都会到来。
Exactly so.、嗯、exactly so.
所以说人呢要在做任何行为的时候啊其实都要自律。有的时候呢法律会还人于公正而有的时候呢律法会还人于公正。
Yeah, totally, totally.
所以还是一个非常积极的一个美好的故事关于 justice 好这就是今天呢我们给大家带来的英语美文希望大家能够喜欢
Hope you liked it
谢谢 Judy 老师我们送大家一首好听的歌曲下周一的美文再见
Thank you all for listening